Just a quick thanks to our sponsors. This month's learning is sponsored by Jacob Simons in honor of Harav Shlomo Tzvi Reuven Ben Shimon. This week's learning is sponsored anonymously in memory of Gideon Aronoff. And this Shear's learning is sponsored by a friend, Ezra Stern, in memory of Esther Sasha Bas Chaim Zev. We appreciate all of our sponsorships. The Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, on source 1 in Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Beis, source 1 in the source sheet, says as follows: Tan Rabbanan Hamal Omer Asher Kedishono B'Mitzvah Sof Tzivanu Alamila. So the Gemara here is discussing the different brachos that we make on the mitzvah of Bris Mila. So the first bracha, says the Gemara, the one who does the Mila, the Moel, gives the makes the bracha of Al Hamila. Then the Gemara says, Avia ben Omer, this for the father says, Asher Kirishana ben Mitzvah Savitz Ivanu, Lachniso Beriso Shal Avram Avinu. He makes the second bracha of Lachniso Beriso Shal Avram Avinu. And Ha'om Dim Omrim, and everyone is there, says, Keshem Shenechas Lebris, etc., etc. Then the Hamavarich Omer, the third person, a third bracha, Asher Kidashi didn't be vet, and Chok B'Sher Osam V'chulei V'chulei. So the Gemara says that there are three separate brachos on the mitzvah of Bris Mila. The first one again is V'tzivanu Al Hamila. The second one is L'Hachnisa B'Riso Shalom Ravinu. And the third one is Asher Kidash Yedin Mivetem. So the simple read of the Gemara is that the one who's doing the Bris Mila, the Mohel, makes Al Hamila. After the Mila is done, the Avia Ben makes the bracha of Lahachnisa Berviso Shal Avram Avinu. So what's the problem with that? What's the problem with the father making the bracha of Lahachnisa Berviso Shal Avram Avinu after the Mila is already done?
Over Las Yasan.
Over Las Yasan. Excellent. So we know from the Gemara in Maseches Psachim, Maseches Sukkah, the halacha is that by Birchas HaMitzvos, the bracha has to be made over Las Yasan, has to be made before the performance of the mitzvah. The bracha, the birchas mitzvah, has to be made before the mitzvah is done. There's a machlokas rishonim, machlokas Rambam and Or Zeruah. Let's say if a person did the mitzvah, b'diyeved, can he make the birchas mitzvah after the mitzvah is already done? But everyone agrees that lechatchila, maybe even ma'akev, is to make the bracha over Las Yasan before the mitzvah is done. So the rishonim were bothered by the implication of the Gemara. It sounds like the Avi HaBen, who makes the bracha of Lahachnisa Berviso Shalom Ravinu, makes the bracha after the Mila is already done. So this is discussed in Tosas and Maseches Psachim and Daf Zayin. I have in the source sheet over here the Rush in Shabbos in Perek Reb Lazar de Mila, the 19th Perek of Shabbos. And it's a machlokas between the Rashbam and Rabbi Nutan. The Rashbam was so bothered by this question, he changed the minhag. He said, even though the Gemara is mashma, that the Moal makes the bracha of Al Hamila, does the Bris Mila, and then the father makes Lahachnisa Berviso Shal Am Ravinu, said the Rashbam, it doesn't make any sense because the bracha has to be over Las Yosan. So the Rashbam changed the minhag and instituted that the father should make Lahachnisa Berviso Shal Am Ravinu even before the Mila is done. That was the opinion of the Rashbam. And Rabbi Nathan was cholik. Rabbi Nathan said, the Gemara says that the father makes the bracha of Lahachnisa Bevriso Shalom Ravinu after the meal is done. Oh, but what happened to Over Las Yasan? So Rabbi Nathan is quoted in a few different ways. The way the Rush and Tosas and Psachim quote Rabbi Nathan is that this bracha of Lahachnisa Bevriso Shalom Ravinu is not really a classic Birchas HaMitzvah, which needs to be Over Las Yasan on this Maisa Mitzvah, this Mila. It's more of what we call a Birchas HaShavach. It's a Birchas HaShavach. It's praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He gave us this Bris Mila, this covenant, this mitzvah of Bris Mila. And therefore, says Rabbeinu Tam, since it's not a classic Birchas HaMitzvah, it's a Birchas HaShavach on the institution of Bris Mila in general, it can be made even after the Mila is done. That's how Rabbeinu Tam is quoted, again, with nuanced ways in various places. But what we're going to focus on is this last line in Source 2 in the Rush. The Rush gives another justification for why it's okay for the father to make Lahachnisa Berviso Shalom Ravinu even after the Mila is done. So take a look in Source 2, the third to last line, It starts Ve'od Shamati Kishavi Aben. Ve'od Shamati Kishavi Aben. I heard another reason why it's okay our practice of making lahachniso after the mila. Kishavi Aben Mivarch Miyad Achar Birchas Amoel Mikri Shapir Lo Overlas Yasan. It's still considered overlas yasan. Meaning, even if you assume that you need the bracha needs to be overlas yasan, needs to be the bracha has to be made before the performance of the mitzvah. Says the Gemara. Says the Rush. The gam lahaba lafisha adayin lo para usnan ma velo para ki ilu loma. We know that there are two parts of the mitzvah mila. There's the mila and the priya. The mila is the removal of the outer foreskin. It's called the or hamila. And then the priya is removing the underlying membrane that we call it's a different membrane. It's called the or hapriya. That's what we call it, the or hapriya. Those are two stages in the mitzvah of bris mila. So, and the Gemara says that both aspects are ma'akev, mila and priya. So says the Rush, since our practice, even from the Gemara, is that the avi haben would make the bracha of lahachniso after the mila, but before the priya is done, they would first, the mol would remove the outer membrane, the mila, and then he would remove the priya, and the father would make the bracha in between. That's still considered over las yasin because the mitzvah hasn't been completed until you do the priya. So since the father is making the bracha before the priya is done, before the second stage, it's still considered over las yasin. That's what the Rush said. So the Minchas Chinuch has a very, very, very sharp question. The Minchas Chinuch in this week's Parshas Lech Lecha, on the Chinuch, he asks the following question. The Gemara in Maseches Yevamos and Daf Ein Aleph and Beis, source 3, says, Amar Rav Bar Yitzchak Amar Rav, Lo Nitna Priyas Mila La Avram Avinu. We know that this week's Parsha, Avram Avinu was given the mitzvah of Bris Mila, for him, his children, his avadim, for his slaves. He was given the mitzvah of Bris Mila. Says the Gemara, even though he was given the mitzvah of Bris Mila, he was not given the mitzvah of Priya. Avram Avinu was only commanded in the first stage of the mitzvah, removing the Or HaMila, but not in the second stage of the mitzvah, removing the Or HaPriya. The Gemara says, Shneemar, the Gemara proves it from a pasuk in Yoshua, Shneemar ba'esa hi amar Hashem el Yoshua, aseh lecha charva surim, and then the Gemara goes on to prove it from the psukim, but basically the Gemara proves that when Yoshua and Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, Hashem commanded Yoshua to give Bnei Yisrael a bris mila. So the psukim are very verbose, and the Gemara learns that Yoshua was commanded not only to do mila, but also to do priya. Hashem commanded Yoshua to make sure that all of Klal Yisrael who didn't receive a mila in the midbar should do mila and priya. So you see from here that there was never a tzivoy of priya beforehand. It must be that Avram Avinu, Hagam, granted that he was given the mitzvah of mila, he wasn't given the mitzvah of priya. That was given over to Klal Yisrael at a later stage. It sounds like from the Gemara it was given at the time when Klal Yisrael crossed over the Yarden into Eretz Yisrael. So the Minchas Chinuch asks the following question. Again, the Rush said that the bracha of Lahachniso Breviso Shalom Barvinu is still considered over Las Yasan because the father makes it before the Priya is done. So it's considered over Las Yasan because the mitzvah hasn't been completed. Frek the Minchas Chinuch, I don't understand. Lahachniso bevriso shel Avram Avinu. What was the bris of Avram Avinu? What was the covenant? What was the mitzvah that Avram Avinu was given? Mila. Not Priya. So how can the Rush say that it's considered over Las Yasin to say Lahachniso bevriso shel Avram Avinu since the Priya hasn't been done yet? Avram Avinu was not given Priya. He was only given Mila. So in order for it to be considered over Las Yasin, you have to say the words, the bracha, Lahachniso, Bevriso, Sha'avrin, before the Mila is done. Just because it's still, the Priya has not been done yet, doesn't make it over Las Yasin, because Avram Avinu was not given the mitzvah of Priya. He was only given the mitzvah of Mila. So the mitzvah of, the bris of Avram Avinu was already complete once the Mila was done. So how can the Rush say that it's still considered over Las Yasin? You're still making the bracha before the performance of the mitzvah. It's not true. The bris of Avram Avinu was done once the meal was done. Even though you still have to do the priya, and anyone who's mal v'lo para is kilo mal, still it's not considered the bris of Avram Avinu, so it's not considered overlast Yasam. That is the question of the Minchas Sinach. Gevaldik. Right? Yeah, Gevaldik? Okay. Is that clear? The Minchas Sinach's question is clear? Okay. So how are we going to answer this question of the Minchas Chinuch? So we have to start with the Tosfos. So in source 4, Tosfos on the Gemara there in Yevamos and Daf Ayin Aleph and Beis asks the following question. You could skip to the second line. You know, we can read the Tosfos. Umikamalkam Avram Para. So Tosfos, Lo Nina Priyas Mila La Avram Avinu. Umikamalkam Avram Para Milasam. Even though Avram Avinu was not given the mitzvah of Priya, nevertheless, Tosfos suggests that Avram still did Priya. Even though he wasn't commanded, it wasn't part of his bris, nevertheless, he still did it. Why? We know from the Medrash, the Gemaras, in Maseches Yuma, that Avram Avinu fulfilled, however you're supposed to understand this, but Avram Avinu kept the Torah, even, sounds like even Dinun Derabanan, before the mitzvahs were given. So suggests Tosfos, he probably kept Priya as well, even though he wasn't commanded in that. Okay, fine. But he definitely wasn't commanded in Priya. He was only commanded in Mila. Asks Tosfos, Vim Taimar, Im lo nitna Priya ad Yoshua. The simple read of the Gemara was that the mitzvah Priya was given to Yoshua, that he should institute that, and he should command Klal Yisrael to do both Mila and Priya. So ask Tosfos, Heichi gamrinan minei. How can we learn from Yoshua? Haksiv elah mitzvos shein navi rashai l'chadish davar me'ata. We know that once the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael through Moshe Rabbeinu, Nevi'im can no longer be mechadish mitzvos ledoros. We know for Ha'rasha, temporary things like Eliyahu Bahar Carmel, that there are certain mitzvos that Nevi'im can be mechadish for in a temporary fashion. However, to be mechadish nu dinim ledoros forever, to make a new mitzvah as part of the Taryag mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael, or add to the Taryag mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael, that's not within the koach of a Navi. So how can it be that Yoshua, through prophecy, instituted a new mitzvah of Priya? That's Tosa's question. The simple read of the Gemara, it sounds like Yoshua was given through Nevuah the mitzvah of Priya, but it wasn't given to Moshe at Har Sinai. Says Tosfos, that's we misread the Gemara. V'yesh lomar, the halacha l'Moshe Sinai. Really, it's a halacha l'Moshe Sinai. It's a tradition, something that Moshe received at Har Sinai and was given over from generation to generation. Really, it always existed, even in the Midbar. V'yoshua as mecheyakra. Yoshua gave scriptural support to it. He wrote it down, or he didn't write it down, but it was written down in his book, Yoshua. He wrote down, definitely beginning Yoshua. And even though it was halach l'Moshe Mi'Sinai, the Torah, the Navi Yoshua writes it down in his in Sefer Yoshua. But really, it goes all the way back to Har Sinai. It was really received at Har Sinai by Moshe Rabbeinu and given over to Klal Yisrael. So the mitzvah of Priya was really a halach l'Moshe Mi'Sinai. That's what Tosfos says. Yeah. The mitzvah of Priya, the mitzvah of Mila is explicit, and the mitzvah of Priya was a halacha l'Moshe Mi'Sinai. So now, we can ask the following question. Pose the following chakira. Just a little background. We know that there are two different types of halacha l'Moshe Mi'Sinai. So, what do you mean, two types of halacha l'Moshe Mi'Sinai? Halacha l'Moshe Mi'Sinai is halacha l'Moshe Mi'Sinai. It's a din that's not explicit in the psukim, but we have a tradition going all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik explains, and really this goes all the way back to the Prima Gadim in his Psicha to Hilchos Shechita, this idea that there are two types of halacha l'Moshe Mi'Sinai. Sometimes the halacha l'Moshe Mi'Sinai is coming to be mechadish a new din. Right? We have no scriptural support for the halacha l'Moshe Mi'Sinai. It's not nirmaz anywhere. It's not hinted to anywhere in the Psukim. Yet the halacha l'Moshe Mi'Sinai is coming to teach us a completely new din, nothing that's hinted to in the psukim. That's one type of halacha l'Moshe Mi'Sinai. That we call halacha l'Moshe Mi'Sinai, that's mechadeshes. It's mechadish, a new halacha, a new mitzvah. That's one type. The second type of halacha l'Moshe Mi'Sinai is mifareshes. Sometimes we have psukim with certain dinim, and the halacha l'Moshe Mi'Sinai is going to come and qualify or explain the din that we already have explicit in the Pesukim. The halacha Mishmin Sinai is coming to be mifareshes, is coming to explain, is coming to be magdir, sometimes coming to expand a mitzvah that we already have in the Pesukim. So, Reb Chaim has this idea, because we know that there's a famous machlokas between the Rambam and the Gaonim. The halacha is that when you have a tree, the first 3 years, the pears are called Orla. On the fourth year, the pears are called netaravai. What's netaravai? So the pears that come, that grow on the fourth year after you plant the tree, you're supposed to bring them, you treat them like ma'aser sheni. You bring them to Yerushalayim, you eat them, or you can be poed to them onto money, and you bring the money to Yerushalayim. That's the halacha of netaravai. And we know, the Gemara says in Maseches Kiddushin that there's a halacha l'moshmi Sinai, that Orla doesn't only apply in Eretz Yisrael, it also applies in Chutz La'aretz. Usually mitzvos hatulias ba'aretz only apply in Eretz Yisrael, but there's a halacha l'moshmi Sinai that says that not only does Orla apply in Eretz Yisrael, it applies also in Chutz La'aretz. So, the following question. Would you say that just like Orla in Eretz Yisrael, the first 3 years leads up to a fourth year of Netaravai, right? The fourth year is Netaravai, and you bring the peros to Yerushalayim. What would you say about the halacha of Arlan Chutz La'aretz? The first 3 years, the peros are aser. What about the fourth year? Is the fourth year just, you know, whatever? Or is it also Netaravai, and the peros have Kedusha, and you have to bring those peros to Yerushalayim? Does the halacha of Netaravai, which is the fourth year of the peros on the tree, after you plant it, does that apply to Arlas Chutz La'aretz? So that was a major machlokas between the Rambam and the Gaonim. The Rambam's of the opinion that there's no din of Netaravai. There's no din of Netaravai. The din of Netaravai is only by Arla in Eretz Yisrael. 3 years peros are also, the fourth year of peros are Netaravai. In Chutz La'aretz, the 3 years of peros are also, the fourth year, you can do whatever you want with the peros. That was the opinion of the Rambam. And the Gaonim held that, no, the din of Netaravai applies even to Arlas Chutz La'aretz, even to the peros on the fourth year in Eretz Yisrael. So Chaim explained as follows. The machlokas between the Rambam and the Gaonim is how to understand the nature of the halacha lo mashmi Sinai that Arla applies in Chutz La'aretz. Do we say that the halacha lo mashmi Sinai of Arlas Chutz La'aretz is coming to be mechadesh a new din? It looks like Arla, it smells like Arla, but it's not Arla. Arla is Arlas Eretz Yisrael. That's one parsha, which follows with the fourth year of Netaravai. And then the halacha l'moshmi Sinai is that there's a new din, not connected at all to Arlas Eretz Yisrael. It's called Arlas Chutz La'aretz. And the fourth year, the peros are mutter and gansin. They have no status of Netaravai because they have nothing to do with each other. It's a halacha l'moshmi Sinai that's mechadesh a new din of Arlas Chutz La'aretz. That's the opinion of the Rambam. And says Reb Chaim, the Gaonim understood, and the Rush held this way as well, the Gaonim understood that the halacha l'mushmi Sinai of Arlas Chutz La'aretz is not coming to be mechadesh a new din, it's coming to be mefarish, it's coming to explain and expand the din that already existed of Arla and Eretz Yisrael, which has the parsha, the din of Netaravai, the fourth year where the peros are kadosh and you have to bring it to Eretz Yisrael. Now the halacha l'mushmi Sinai is coming to expand that parsha that already existed and saying that thing, Arla in Eretz Yisrael, applies also in Chutz La'aretz. There's Arlas Chutz La'aretz, which is an extension of Arlas Eretz Yisrael, and now the same dinim will apply. 3 years, the peros are going to be Usar, and the fourth year, the peros are going to be Kadosh, they're going to have the status of Netaravai, and you have to bring them to Yerushalayim, or be poed to them and bring the money to Yerushalayim. That's how Reb Chaim explained the machlokes between the Rambam and the Gaonim. So you see that there are two types of halacha l'moshmi Sinai. One is one that is mechadesh nudinim, and one that's mefarish that explains and expands and qualifies already existing dinim. And it's Reb Chaim wasn't mechadesh this idea. Like I mentioned, the Prima Gadim in his psicha, in his introduction to Hilchos Shechita, explains that there are two types of halacha l'moshmi Sinai as well. Ayin Sham in the beginning of his psicha in Hilchos Shechita. So yish lachkor this halacha l'moshmi Sinai of Priya, is it coming to be mechadish a new din? We had the mitzvah of Mila, and comes the halacha l'moshmi Sinai as mechadish a new mitzvah called Priya. But there are two separate mitzvos. There's a mitzvah of Mila, and there's a mitzvah of Priya, which comes from the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. Or is the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai coming to be mefarish, the mitzvah that we already had, the mitzvah of briso shel Avram Avinu, not getting into whether we're commanded because Avram was commanded with the Rambam, but assuming that the mitzvah is a hemshech, or at least modeled after the bris of Avram Avinu, is the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai coming to be mefarish, that even though in the time of Avram Avinu, the mitzvah was Mila, now the bris of Avram Avinu is Mila and Priya. It's coming to mefarish the din, the mitzvah of Mila that already existed. It used to be Mila, and manifested in just Mila, cutting off the Orha Mila. And now comes the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai and dictates that the mitzvah, the same mitzvah, manifests in a different way. It's fulfilled al yedei Mila and Priya. Not two separate dinim, not Mila and Priya, rather Mila dash Priya. Everyone hear the Chakira? That's the Shaila. Is it Mechadesh or Mefarish? Mechadesh is Mefarashis. So l'chora, we can be tole a few machlokasin on this Shaila. So if you look in the next, on the back side of the page in source 5, there's a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Minog apparently used to be that they would mechabed two moalim, one to do mila and one to do priya. It's not no geb is manazeh because the moal does the mila and the priya bevasachas usually. So it's not really no geb is manazeh to be mechabed two moalim. But there was a minog that they that you would have one moal. You want to be mechabed two separate people, so you had one moal do the mila and one moal do the priya. Can you do that practice on Shabbos? Can you do that on Shabbos to be mechabed two separate moalim on Shabbos? Because we know that Shabbos is nidche for the mitzvah of bris mila. So would you say that you can have one moal do mila and one mila do priya? So the Shulchan Aruch, the mechaber in source 5, says yesh li zar shelo yamulu shnei moalim mila achas b'Shabbos shezeh yimol v'zeh yifra ela hamal hu atzmo yifra. So the Shulchan Aruch was not into this practice on Shabbos. That during the week it's okay, but on Shabbos you should make sure that the same person who does the mila should be the one to do the priya. And the Ramah argues. The Ramah argues, without what we'll read inside in the interest of time. The Ramah says, just like on Shabbos we do avoda in the Beis Hamikdash, and we're not makbid that one kohen should do all the avoda, right? You can have multiple kohanim doing avoda in the mikdash. Yet they're doing malacha. They're violating Shabbos. Why shouldn't we have one kohen do it? Elamah says the Ramah, that once Shabbos is pushed aside for the mitzvah, we say everyone can get involved in doing the mitzvah. So too, when it comes to Mila, once Mila was nidche, once Mila is docha Shabbos, you can have two separate moalim doing Mila and Priya. That's what the Ramah argued. So what is this machlokas between the Ramah and the Mechaber? So if you take a look at the Vilna Gaon, he has an interesting explanation as to maybe the machlokas tali on whether the mitzvah of Mila is, whether Shabbos is nidche, or is it Hutcha, or Tichuya, or Hutra? But without getting into the Vilna Gaon's explanation of Machlokas, maybe we can suggest, Alpi, our Chakira. If you hold that the Halach L'Moshe Mi-Sinai of Priya was Mechadish Anudin, a din of Priya, there's Mila and Priya, two separate mitzvos, then you can argue that just like the mitzvah of Mila, one mitzvah is Docha Shabbos, so to the mitzvah of Priya is Docha Shabbos. The two separate mitzvos, they're accomplishing the same thing, but they're two separate mitzvos, so it's not half of a mitzvah. There's the mitzvah of Mila, and there's the mitzvah of Priya. It's true that they're both Ma'akev. They're both Ma'akev in order to give him the status of Mohel, probably, but they're two separate mitzvos. There's the mitzvah of Mila and the mitzvah of Priya. However, if you can suggest that the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai of Priya was coming to be mefarish, that the mitzvah of Mila now manifests in Mila Priya. It's one mitzvah that has two parts, Mila and Priya. That is the bris of Avram Avinu nowadays, Mila and Priya. So then I can understand the Mechaber Shita, that you can't do half of a mitzvah. Half of a mitzvah is not Docha Shabbos. A full mitzvah is Docha Shabbos. You can't do half of a mitzvah, Mila or Priya, and say, oh, I'm fulfilling a mitzvah that's Docha Shabbos. No, the mitzvah of Mila Priya is Docha Shabbos, not Mila or Priya, because it's one mitzvah. It's nowadays that is the bris shel Avram Avinu. Perhaps that would be a potential explanation of the Mechaber, the Machlokas Mechaber and the Ramah. Maybe we'll give just one more nafkamina. In source 6, this is fascinating. So the Gemara in Maseches Yevamos over there in Ayin Alvim Beis, the simple root of the Gemara is that in the Midbar, the Jews did not fulfill the mitzvah of Mila. For whatever reason, the Gemara discusses that in the Midbar, Klal Yisrael did not fulfill the mitzvah of Mila. The Gemara gives a couple explanations as to why they did not fulfill that mitzvah. So look, take a look at Tosis in source 6, my time of Lamahol. Mashma de Lamahol Klal. It sounds like from the Gemara that they didn't do any Mila. They didn't do anything. Well, but Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, Mashma Shemolu. But from the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, Medrash, it sounds like they did Mila. The Ka'amar, Mi Mana Afar Yaakov, Ra Kol HaMidbar Shayim Malei Mar Lo Sein Shel Yisrael. It sounds like from the Medrash that Mi Mana Afar Yaakov is a reference to all the foreskins of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. It sounds like they performed the mitzvah of Mila. So it says, Taisis, Uma Megillah Starm De Rabbeinu Nisim. Rabbeinu Nisim writes, Nami is Mashma Shemolu V'lo Paru. It sounds like from Rabbeinu Nisim that they did Mila without Priya. The Kasav Behu Kol Osan Arba'im Shana Shayisol B'Midbar Lo Hayu Purim Mipnei Inoy Haderech. The Lashon Rabbeinu Nisim is that they didn't do Priya because of the difficulty of travel in the Midbar. But it sounds like from Rabbeinu Nisim that they did Mila without Priya. So now, ask the following question. If the Halacha Moshe Sinai of Priya was coming to explain coming to be magdir, define what the mitzvah of Mila is, Mila Priya, doesn't make any sense that Klal Yisrael would do half of a mitzvah. What is half of a mitzvah? Half of a mitzvah is a zero, right? You take the pashup shot, you take the lulav without the other gimel minim, you wear some of the tzitzis without all the tzitzis, half of a ma'isa mitzvah is a zero. It's not you get half credit. It's nothing. You have to do the full ma'isa mitzvah. So how could Rabbeinu Nisim go and this Pirkei Rabbi Elazar assume that Klal Yisrael did Mila without Priya? Elama, they must be assuming that the halacha l'moshe Sinai of Priya is not coming to be mefarish what the bris of Avraham Avinu is. It's coming to be mechadish, a new din. Nowadays, we have Mila, that's one mitzvah, and Priya, that's another mitzvah. It's true that they're both necessary in order to remove the status of Arel, but they're separate mitzvahs, they're separate kiyumim. There's the Maisa mitzvah and the kiyum of Mila, and there's the Maisa mitzvah, the kiyum of Priya. Those are two separate mitzvahs. Then it's possible, maybe there was some value in Klal Yisrael in the Midbar doing the Mila, even if they're not going to do the Priya. There's another interesting Mugi Yosef here in Source 7. We're not going to get into that right now. So, back to our original question. Again, the Minchas Chinuch asked on the Rush. The Rush said that when the father says the bracha of Lahachnisa Berviso Shel Avram Avinu between the Mila and the Priya, it's still considered overlast Yasa. Why? Because we know that the Priya is ma'akiv the mitzvah. So as long as the father makes the bracha of lahachnisa of b'vrisal shal avinu before the mitzvah is done, before the Priya, it's still considered overlast yasam. That's what the Rosh said. Ask the Minchas Chinuch, I don't understand. The bris of Avram Avinu was only Mila, not Priya. The Gemara Nivama said that Avram Avinu was only given Mila, he was not given Priya. So how could it be that by saying lahachnisa of b'vrisal shal avinu before the Priya is done, it's still considered overlast yasam? The bris of Avram Avinu was only Mila, not Priya. That was the Minchas Chinuch's question. So now, in light of our discussion and the Chakira, maybe we can suggest that the Rush was assuming that the halacha l'mosh mi-Sinai of Priya was not coming to be mechadish, a new din of Priya. There's Mila and Priya. Rather, it was coming to be mefarish, coming to explain, coming to qualify, coming to be magdir, the bris of Avraham Avinu. It's true that in the time of Avraham Avinu, the mitzvah, the bris, the covenant, was just Mila, but the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai was coming to explain and qualify, to be magdir, that nowadays the bris of Avraham Avinu is no longer just Mila, rather it's Mila and Priya. They're both part and parcel of the bris of Avraham Avinu bizman hazeh. So now, says the Rush, when the father makes l'hachniso b'vriso shal Avraham Avinu between the Mila and the Priya, since the Priya has yet to be done, it's still considered an overlas yasan. And even though Avraham Avinu was not given Priya, since nowadays for us, the Priya is part of Briso Shel Avraham Avinu, it's still considered an overlas yasan for the father to make Lachniso Bevriso Shel Avraham Avinu between the Priya and between the Mila and the Priya. It's possible, Yishuv, for the opinion of the Rosh to enfer the question of the Minchas Chinuch. Yashar Koach.